Blue State Blues, the Nobel Peace Prize has been trash for decades. By Joel B. Polak on October 10, 2025. The Nobel Peace Prize did not go to President Donald Trump on Friday. That is because he actually worked hard to achieve peace this year, which is the last thing that the award seeks to recognize, despite its origins. The Nobel Peace Prize has been trash for decades. Long before it went to President Barack Obama simply for the achievement of being elected, the Nobel had given undue recognition to a rogues gallery of miscreants. The worst was Palestinian terrorist Yasser Arafat, who shared the Nobel with Israeli leaders Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres in 1994. In that case, the Nobel Committee at least recognized an effort at peacemaking, which took the form of the hopelessly naive Oslo Peace Accords in 1993. But Arafat remained a terrorist. He ruled his own people with brutality, and launched a bloody second intifada just 6 years after the Nobel. There have been other Nobel Peace laureates who have gone on to contradict the values and virtues that won them international recognition. Aung San Suu Kyi of Myanmar, Burma, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991 for her campaign for democracy in her country, was later faulted for her role in allowing the Rohingya, a Muslim group, to be abused and expelled by force in what observers have called the Rohingya genocide. Other recipients of the Peace Prize have been laughably ineffective. Perhaps the worst of these was the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, the primary instigator of global climate alarmism. The IPCC split the prize in 2007 with former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, just one of many awards, including an Oscar, won by the notoriously hysterical and hypocritical prophet of planetary doom. If the Nobel Peace Prize still meant anything, Trump should have won, easily. As the Nobel Prize website itself states, with regard to the Peace Prize, the will of Alfred Nobel stipulated that it was to be awarded to the person who shall have done the most or the best work for fraternity between nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies and for the holding and promotion of peace congresses. Trump achieved a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian Hamas terrorist group, with the participation of several regional Arab and Muslim nations, literally the week that the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded. He has also brokered peace deals between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda, between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and stopped wars between nuclear-armed India and Pakistan, plus Thailand and Cambodia. Yes, peace between Ukraine and Russia has been elusive, but no world leader has done more to try to stop that pointless war. He has held numerous peace congresses with the leaders on each side, and has risked his own credibility, as well as American security, to bring the two warring parties to the negotiating table. At the very least, he deserved thanks for his effort, instead of the snub delivered Friday by the Nobel Committee. No doubt the winner, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, is fighting for a worthy cause, but she is a participant in a domestic political fight, not a peacemaker ending global conflicts. It does not matter, really, the Nobel Peace Prize has not been relevant to peacemaking for generations. It has been hijacked by woke interests pushing pet causes. A snub from the committee is a badge of honor for Trump. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.